proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We return in our study of the book of Daniel, focusing on the 10th chapter of that prophecy. Daniel chapter 10 introduces a section of prophecy that covers the 11th and 12th chapters of the book as well, dealing with different periods of time, with different people, and with different events. Daniel received his vision during the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, by which time he was well advanced in years, having lived through the entirety of Jeremiah's prophesied 70-year Babylonian captivity. As the author of the first-person narrative, Daniel informed his audience that, quote, "In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks," unquote. Again, the expression 3 full weeks indicates weeks of days, 21 days, and not weeks of years, as would have been the case in Daniel chapter 9. When Daniel said he was mourning, he was actually lamenting and grieving, possibly over the nature of the vision that he saw. The prophet went on to say that, quote, "I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled," unquote. The prophet saw someone standing on the banks of the great river, called Hiddekel, possibly an alternate name of the Tigris River. The figure Daniel saw wore linen clothing. Fine gold covered his hips. He had a body like a beryl stone, with a face that flashed with lightning, and eyes like lumps of fire. The figure's arms and feet bore a similarity to polished brass, and his voice resounded like the voice of a multitude. Daniel's companions went and hid. Daniel himself remained in his place, though he became enfeebled at the sight. Daniel heard himself referred to as, quote, "a man greatly beloved," unquote. The only other person who God graced with the title beloved was Jesus Christ himself, at the Savior's baptism and on the Mount of Transfiguration. The messenger reassured Daniel, adding that, quote, "From the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words," unquote. However, the activities of one referred to as, quote, "the prince of the kingdom of Persia," unquote, the activities of this figure delayed the heavenly messenger for some 3 weeks. Only the help of the angel Michael enabled the messenger to complete his mission from God. The messenger could not have been Jesus Christ. After all, what created being would be capable of hindering one who was God incarnate? The messenger Daniel saw was most likely an archangel, possibly Gabriel, who had appeared to Daniel in the previous chapter of that prophecy. What about this figure known as the Prince of the Kingdom of Persia, unquote? It could not refer to a human being because no mortal could withstand a messenger from heaven. The prince described here appeared to be a spiritual being acting under the devil, in other words, a demon. A demon sent by Satan to care for his interests in the kingdom of Persia. As the prince of the power of the air, according to the second chapter of Ephesians, as the prince of the power of the air, the devil possesses principalities and powers, which foster spiritual wickedness in high places. Even God's angelic emissaries face resistance from the devil and his demons. Christians also face resistance from such foes. But like the messenger in Daniel, they can overcome the devil and his minions through the power of Jesus Christ living within them, through the Holy Spirit. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.